Welcome to your daily wellness update. Before we dive in, I want to start with something important. You are not a passive participant in your own health. Every single day, through the small choices you make, what you eat, how you move, what you pay attention to, you are actively shaping the environment inside your body. And that internal environment, it matters more than almost anything else we talk about in health right now. You have more influence over how your body functions than most of us were ever taught. So let's use that power wisely today. Our wellness focus today is built around one central idea, and once you hear it, I think it's going to reframe a lot of things for you. The idea is this: how well your body responds to the world around it, the food on your plate, the pollen in the air, the stress in your day, depends less on any one thing you do, and more on the overall internal environment you've been building, day by day, choice by choice. The encouraging part, you're already building it. Let's talk about how to build it well. Let's start with something that's getting a lot of attention in functional health circles right now, and it involves protein. You've probably heard that protein is essential, and it absolutely is. But here's an important nuance that researchers and clinicians are starting to emphasize. Your gut needs to be ready to receive protein before a high-protein diet can truly work in your favor. Think of your digestive system as a processing facility. When everything is running smoothly, protein gets broken down in the small intestine, absorbed and used by your body for things like muscle repair and immune function. But when digestion is compromised, maybe from aging, from a history of certain gut infections, from a sluggish system, or from an imbalanced gut microbiome, that protein doesn't get fully processed. It travels further down into the large intestine, where bacteria get hold of it and begin to ferment it. And that fermentation process can produce compounds that irritate the gut lining and contribute to what researchers call systemic inflammation, a kind of low-level internal fire spreading beyond your gut. Building on that, there's something researchers are now calling the gut-muscle axis, and this is genuinely exciting. A landmark study in the journal Cell found that specialized immune cells, actually produced in the gut, travel through the body to help muscles repair and recover after exercise. Think about that for a moment. Your gut is essentially sending repair crews to your muscles. And what fuels those repair crews? Two things: short-chain fatty acids, which your gut bacteria produce when they break down dietary fiber, and secondary bile acids, which a healthy microbiome generates when processing the bile your body releases after meals. In plain terms, a fiber-rich, diverse diet doesn't just support your digestion, it may directly support how well your muscles rebuild. Your gut and your muscles are in constant conversation. Now, this gut connection extends well beyond your muscles. Approximately 60 to 70% of your entire immune system lives in your gut. Your gut microbiome, that vast, bustling community of bacteria living inside you, is essentially running an ongoing training academy for your immune cells, teaching them what to react to and what to leave alone. When that microbial community gets disrupted by things like antibiotics, ultra-processed foods, low-fiber diets, or chronic stress, your immune system loses some of that careful education. It becomes, in a word, reactive. Here's a metaphor I love for this. Think of your body's inflammatory capacity as a bucket. Processed foods, blood sugar spikes, poor sleep, environmental exposures, all of these slowly add drops to that bucket, day after day. Then spring arrives and pollen drifts through the air. For someone whose bucket is already nearly full, that pollen is the final drop that causes everything to overflow, and suddenly they're sneezing for weeks, eyes watering, miserable. Meanwhile, someone walking through the exact same field feels absolutely nothing, because their bucket had more room. This is why two people can have the same exposure and have completely different responses. It's not just about the pollen, it's about everything that came before it. This brings us to something that might feel a little unexpected in a wellness briefing: the science of awe. I know, stay with me here, because this research is genuinely remarkable. Dr. Dasher Keltner, a researcher at UC San Francisco, studied what happened when adults aged 75 and older took a weekly awe walk, just a simple, intentional walk where they paid attention to something beautiful or vast, for 8 weeks. 6 years later, those participants showed measurably better brain health outcomes than the comparison group. They also reported reduced physical pain during those 8 weeks. Why? Because awe has measurable effects on inflammatory markers in the body, and on something called vagal tone, which is essentially a measure of how well your nervous system's calm and restore mode is functioning. Think of it as a dial that controls how quickly your body can shift from stress to recovery. Awe, it turns out, turns that dial in the right direction. And here's the most accessible piece of this research. Just one intentional minute of awe per day was associated with reduced long COVID symptoms in one study. You don't need a trip to a national park. You need a moment of intention. A single leaf, the full reach of a tree against the sky, the way light moves across the ground. Your nervous system, it turns out, responds to beauty. We also want to touch briefly on something Dr. Will Cole has been discussing, the idea of your overall toxic load and how environmental exposures, things like pesticides and herbicides, can quietly contribute to immune reactivity and neuroinflammation over time.
One study published in JAMA found that living within a mile of a golf course, which tends to use heavy herbicide and pesticide treatments, was associated with a significantly increased risk of Parkinson's disease. The point here isn't alarm, it's awareness. Your environment is one more input into how full that inflammatory bucket gets. Small choices at home, choosing organic produce for high residue items, exploring gentler alternatives for garden herbicides, are worth a conversation with your healthcare provider. So let's bring all of this together into something you can actually do today. And I mean today, without spending a single dollar.
Your one simple, cost-free wellness step. Take a 10-minute walk outside, and for at least one full minute of that walk, shift your attention from something small and specific, a crack in the pavement, a single flower, to something larger and more expansive, the whole sky, the full soundscape around you, the broad sweep of the trees. Let your gaze go wide. Let your breath slow down. That shift in attention, from narrow to vast, is the core mechanism of awe, and it activates a genuine calming response in your nervous system. No equipment needed, no cost, just intention. And if you want to layer something onto that walk, before you head out, add one fiber-rich food to your next meal, a handful of colorful vegetables, a scoop of legumes, a few seeds sprinkled on whatever you're already eating. Your gut bacteria will use that fiber as fuel, and those repair crews headed to your muscles will have what they need to do their job. A quick and important note before we close. Everything we've shared today is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical advice. Please speak with your healthcare provider before making significant changes to your diet or lifestyle, especially if you have a history of kidney disease, inflammatory bowel disease, cardiovascular conditions, or are currently taking any prescription medications. And please seek prompt medical attention if you experience new or worsening neurological symptoms, difficulty breathing, severe allergic reactions, or anything that feels sudden, severe, or outside your normal pattern. Your healthcare provider is always your best partner. You've got this. Take care of yourself.